Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 28th, Monday, 2019, day 230. Today's topic, how to be ready to do whatever is good. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 49 to 56, Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 54 to chapter 52, verse 34, Titus chapter 3, verses 1 to 15, Proverbs 26, verses 18 to 19. Today's main passage from Titus chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable, and considerate, and always to be gentle towards everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hated one another. But when the kindness of and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is how to be ready to do whatever is good. Today's Titus reminds us that to be ready to do whatever is good needs two steps. Number one, not to do bad things. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 lists out those bad things, 12 items. Disobedient to authorities, do not slander, do not destroy peace, do not be inconsiderate, do not be ungentle, do not be foolish, do not be disobedient, do not be deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures, do not be malice, do not envy, do not be hated, do not hate one another. Now, number two, you are ready to do whatever is good because you have Jesus as your Lord and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The list of not doing bad things have 12 items, but there's not a list to show what are the good things. Feeling strange? Paul reminded Titus the list of doing bad things, but no list for doing good things. Yeah. Actually, Paul wanted to remind Titus and us that we often do bad things but unable to do good things. We as human beings are unable to do good things unless we have Jesus as our Lord and we are being anointed by the Holy Spirit. Then we will do good things more and more naturally. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to have Jesus Christ as our Lord and we are being anointed. And being anointed by the Holy Spirit. That we will do good things more and more naturally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have Jesus Christ as your Lord? And you are being anointed by the Holy Spirit so that you will do good things more and more naturally. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.